post publication of the financial results of the bank for Q3 FY24. Despite prevalence of geopolitical overhang affecting global growth, Indian economy exhibited optimism on the back of strong macroeconomic fundamentals and financial stability. The real GDP growth rate has been revised upwards to 7% by RBI for FY24. The bank is focusing on customer service excellence and improving connect with the customers for increasing low-cost deposits to further the advance growth. SMA management and slippage containment remain high priority areas on the bank's agenda, with continuing measures for improving collection efficiency and NPA recovery. On the digitization front, new cloud technology adoption framework is introduced to improve data security, privacy, control and corporate governance. There are certain initiatives taken by the bank during this period, which I would just like to highlight. Number one being launching of the Nari Shakti saving account aimed at catering to the woman aged 18 and above with an independent source of income. Number two, introduction of upgraded saving account with improved features and insurance coverage. Saving products are rationalized to 8 products now, like SB General, Pratham, Pension, Rakshak, Government Salary, Private Salary, Staff and Institutional Accounts. Number three, green deposit and financial framework policy for promoting green initiatives for deploying funds in green activities, projects based in green taxonomy. Number four, launching of Bank of India Star Export Scheme to onboard and provide quick financial solutions to the export units. Number five, Star MSME Welcome offer revised with wider coverage and to increase customer base in upcountry centers. Number six, Star Energy Saver Scheme revised under the renewable energy where maximum loan amount is raised to 10 crores from rupees 1 crores. Number seven, formation of 10 new asset recovery branches to have more sound approach for resolution of NPAs. Number eight being RFP floated for onboarding consultant for IT and digital transformation. We have published and shared the financial results of the bank for Q3 FY24 on 2nd of February 24. However, the main highlights are as under. Number one, on the business side, number one, global business increased by 9.6% YOY from 11,61,000 crores in December 22 to 12,72,000 crores in December 23, with an incremental growth of rupees 1,11,000 crores. Global advances increased by 11.29% YOY from 5,07,000 in December 22 to 5,65,000 crores in December 23, with incremental growth of rupees 57,000 crores. Global deposit increased by 8.28% YOY from 6.53 lakh crores in December 22 to 7.07 lakh crores in December 23, with an incremental growth of rupees 54,000 crores. Domestic CASA increased by 5.92% YOY to rupees 2,61,000 crores in December 23, with incremental growth of 14,000 crore and CASA ratio at 43.88%. Domestic advance increased by 11.34% YOY and stood at 4,75,000 crores in December 23, with an incremental growth of 48,000 crores. RAM advances increased by 13.61% to rupees 2,62,000 crores in December 23, with an incremental growth of 31,000 crores, constituting 55% of the advances as on December 23. As regards profitability and asset quality, number one, bank's net profit for Q3 24 improved both sequentially and on a YOY basis. Net profit increased from 1458 crores in Q2 FY24 to 1870 crores in Q3 FY24. Global NIM stood at 2.98% for 9 months, and domestic NIM stood at 3.35% for 9 months of the current financial year. Net interest income has come down by 2% on a YOY basis for Q3 FY24 over Q3 FY23. However, on 9-month basis, it has increased from 14,700 crores for the period ended 31 December 22 to 17,100 crores for the period ended 31st December 23, showing a YOY growth in net interest income of 16%. As regards non-interest income, has come down to 1,193 crore. That is a fall of around 17% in Q3 FY24 over Q3 FY23. However, on a 9-month basis, it has grown YOY by 9% from 4,000 crores for the period ended 31st December 22 to 4,344 crores for the period ended 31st December 23. Operating profit for 9 months has grown YOY by 14% from 9,200 crores for the period ended 31st December 22 to 10,500 crores for the period ended December 23. Though the YOY basis, that is from Q3 FY23 to Q3 FY24, it has come down due to increased provisions on account of expected wage revision and depreciation on the investment which is in the standard category. There has been improvement in asset quality with reduction in gross NPA ratio and net NPA ratio. The GNPA ratio has been brought down to 5.35% in December 23 from 5.84% in September 23 and net NPAs to 1.41% in December 23 from 1.54% in September 23. The GNPA has come down by 8,600 crore YOY basis in absolute terms. In line with the GDP growth, we expect credit growth to be around 11 to 12% for FY24 and domestic deposit growth of around 10 to 11%. There has been compression on margins due to increase in cost of deposits, but by focusing on RAM and mid-corporate credit, we aim to maintain NIM at around 3% level for FY24. With bank's consistent focus on improving asset quality via better credit underwriting and containing fresh slippages, we expect GNPA to be around 5.10% and credit cost to be around 0.50%. We will continue to work towards improved customer service, broad-based growth, and better profitability for enhancing our CASA and retail term deposit book. In consonance with the measures announced in the interim budget for 2024, India is poised to become the third largest economy in the world in the next 3 years with a GDP of $5 trillion, and it will be a catalyst in achieving the guidance as given above for our bank. I would again thank you all for the continued support. The floor is now open for any discussion and question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajneesh, sir. We would like to open the analyst meet for question and answers. You will notice a small icon on your screen, a hand sign. Once you press this, it will alert us that you would like to ask a question. We would go round one by one. The analyst asking the question will be unmuted. You will get a notification on your screen to unmute yourself. Kindly click on unmute and identify yourself before asking the question. Each participant will be allowed to ask two questions. If they have more questions, they are requested to join the queue again. We have first question from Marcel. Unmuting you, sir. Please go ahead.
Before I give my question, like there is a session over here. In the press release, in the key highlights, you have just compared the Q3 versus YOY. I think it will be much ideal if you compare Q3 with YOY as well as over Q2 FY24 also, the way you have done the ratio. So I request that, like, so that otherwise we have to jumble up like this year, like this quarter press release, last quarter press release to see that where do we stand. So kindly in the next quarter, kindly in the key highlight also, please make three data for Q3, this Q4 of March this, then the Q4 of March 23 as well as Q3 December also, so that there is a YOY as well as Q1 comparison.
Okay, noted. Your suggestion is noted. We'll take care in the next presentation in the March quarter.
Thank you. My first question is regarding this. We are a bit disappointed rather to see the result of our bank, because if you see the all PSU bank result, every bank has done fantastically, both in terms of majority of the bank, in terms of NII, in terms of NIM, in terms of operating profit. But in our case, I'm comparing Q1Q. So in our case, NIA has reduced from 5740 in second quarter to 5463. NIM has compressed from 3.47 to 3.21. And similarly, this operating profit also reduced. So can you please say that what action you are taking now so that in Q4 at least we can recoup the level of Q2, number one, and then how much of this NCLT or how much of better return of you expect to recover within the Q4?
Yeah, thank you. So as regard net interest income, so I would like to say over here is that see, if you see our interest income has gone up by 20% on a YOY basis. From 12,700 crores in December 22, our interest income has gone up by 15,200 crore, which is a 20% increase on YOY basis. However, if we tell you the 9 months YOY improvement, so December 22, our interest income was 34,000 crore. It has improved to 44,000 crores in December 23, which is a growth of 30%. On the interest expenses, the increase has been by 37% on a YOY basis, and on a 9 monthly basis, it has gone up from 19,000 crore to 27,000 crore, because of which there has been some pressure on the net interest income. So, as you rightly observed, that the net interest income has gone down, but it has gone down by only -2% from 5,596 crores as on December 22. It has come down to 5,463 crores, which is a negative of only 2%. However, if you see the 9 month results of the bank, as on December 22, our net interest income was 14,752 crores. It has improved to 17,117 crores, which is an improvement of 16% on net interest income. So Q3 has been an aberration, I would say, for the bank, wherein the net interest income has come down on a sequential basis and on a YOY basis. The main reason for that, as you are aware, is because of the pressures which are there on the margin, because of which this is happening. As you already said, that the NIM has also compressed. However, on the NIM side, I would like to clarify that in the September quarter, our quarterly NIM, which was at 3.08, has yes come down to 2.85%, but on a half yearly basis it was 3.085%, which is now on a monthly basis at 2.98%. To further clarify, our NIM as on a 9 monthly basis in December 22 was 2.96%, which has now improved to 2.98% on a 9 monthly basis by 2 basis points. So this is the thing which we want to tell, though there is some pressure because of the tight liquidity situation which was prevailing in the market in the quarter of December, Q3, which is also prevailing in this quarter also. It is the slight tad which has come down is because of that only. However, we are confident that on a global NIM basis, we will be able to protect our NIM at around 3% for Q4 also. Just to give further flavor on the NIM side, on the domestic side, our NIM has improved much better. On the domestic side, on the Q3, our quarterly NIM was 3.21%, and on a 9 monthly basis, it was 3.35%, and it is well above 3%. And on that side, also, we are saying that our guidance will be at 3.20% for the 12 months in December, this one, March 24, for the Q4 and the annualized. As regards operating profit, let me clarify that operating profit has come down from 3,652 crores to 3,004 crores. It is a decrease by 18%. However, for the 9 month period, it was 9,200 crores in December 22, and it has improved to 10,500 crores in December 23, which is a YOY increase of 14%. So basically, there are two basic items because of which the operating profit has come down, one being the provision for the wage revision. So provision for the wage revision in this quarter was 448 crores in Q3, which included provision at the rate of 2% for 11 months, because that MOU signed for the wage revision was at 17%, and earlier provisions we were making at 15%. Because of that delta, the increase is 129 crores. Fresh provision for Q3 at the rate of 17% comes to 219 crores. Retirement benefit and pension payment provisions, which is again on an ad hoc basis, is at 100 crores. So 448 crore has gone for that provision. Just to further clarify on the wage numbers, so we have already taken a provision of 1,091 crores till date. So up to December, all wage cost plus pension has been provided for. Apart from that, the second item which has impacted was with respect to the depreciation in the book, our investment book, which was there in one of the NCLT NPA accounts, which has come, and another account on the Dharni Sugar side, where the amount is 383 crores. So if you add up 383 crores and 448 crores, it comes to 800 crore plus. And if we add this one-off item of 800 crore plus, which we had to provide in this quarter, our operating profit comes back to 3,800 crores, which is well above the run rate which we are having of 3,756 crores in September and 3,652 crores in December. So we are very much confident that in the next coming quarter in Q4, we will be able to come back to the run rate of around 3,600 to 3,700 crore for the operating profit in Q4. Because these being around 800 crore being one-off items for the bank in this quarter's balance sheet.
Sir, in the Q4 also, do you expect to have this kind of hit like Dharani or Srei kind of thing?
No, no, these were only one-off items. I am
No,
again
I understand,
clarifying.
sir. Sorry, sir. No,
Yeah,
I
so
understand. I am just saying
383.
similar to this. Similar to this.
No, no, there won't be any similar to this item. We don't foresee this such kind of item as of now when we are speaking today on 5th of February. There has been no such entry in our books till 5th of February also. That I can
Okay, sir.
clarify. So at present, we are not forcing any kind of this additional provision because of depreciation on the investment side. Because of the NPA investment coming back to the standard category. And as regards the provision with respect to the wage revision, yes, and there is additional provision of 219 crore will be coming for Q4, which will be at the rate of 17% to take care of the Q4 quarter of FY24.
So you are saying that like in this quarter we made the provision of 448 crore, and like what will be the provision next quarter? 219 total, including 2% and the like this and the base provision also.
So this 2% provision will not be there. This is a one-time provision because
Okay.
that is the gap between the 15% and the 17%. So this number will not be coming again. So fresh provision of 219 crore for the wage revision will be coming in Q4 also. So that is the number. And on the retirement benefit and the pension payment side, around 50 to 60 crore will be coming. That is the provision which will be coming in the Q3, Q4.
Sir, like to increase the NIM, I think like you are the veteran, so you will know it very well that you know what is required to have this low cost deposit of current account and savings account. But we don't see any digital aid coming from the Bank of India in any of the like you know online to converse or like to complain for this opening of current account or you know for example this opening of savings account. So what action like at the division level, at the branch level, at the zonal level are being taken to increase the CASA deposit, sir? That's very critical for the bank.
So let me clarify. See, Bank of India has a very strong franchise as far as the retail deposits are concerned. So we have 5,200 branches, 8,400 crore, 8,400 ATMs and CRM machines, and 19,000 of BCs, which we have delivery points of nearly 32,000, 31, 32,000 in the field for giving customer service and better customer efficiency. So as regards the CASA numbers, see, we already have a CASA number of around 44%, which is one amongst the best among the public sector banks. Another part is that 44% of our term deposits is retail term deposits, and only 12% of our deposits is bulk deposit, which is again one of the best in the system. So 88% of our deposits are retail term deposits. Another point where you said that the accounts that we are concentrating on CASA, saving account and current account, let me clarify to you the total number of saving accounts other than BSBD account, which are basic accounts we have opened in this financial year from 1st April till 31st December, is around 13 lakh accounts. So that is the kind of accretion which has happened in fresh saving accounts during this period of 9 months during the audit period. So there is a lot of focus which is going from our side, from head office, both on the physical side and also on the digital side. The accounts are getting opened, and targets have been given to the branches and the zones and the NBGs for opening the saving accounts and the CASA and the SA accounts. Another thing that we have been doing of late is we are entering into a lot of tie-ups, organizational tie-ups, both at the PSU level, at the corporate level, and also at the central and the state government level for organizational tie-ups for getting the current account and the saving accounts of the staff. That is another thing. That is why if you see our cost of deposit, which is there, which was 3.72% as on December 22, is increased to only 4.62% as on December 23. And on a 9 month basis, it is only 4.44%. So cost of deposit for Bank of India, 4.44% on a 9 monthly basis, is one of the most competitive cost of deposit among the public sector banks. This is what I would like to submit.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Ashok Ajmera. Request you guys to have two questions each. So I have unmuted you. Please go ahead.
Bank has performed well even in this quarter also. Sir, we were talking about the operating profit. Now it has come down by 18%. So can we have the, like you said, that wage revision of 448 crore impact, including that 2% plus the quarter. But if you look at the employees' cost, it has increased by only 37 crore in this quarter as compared to the last quarter. So either this quarter's employee cost was much lower, which has absorbed this extra cost, or this extra cost has gone somewhere in the profitability statement. Am I clear? I mean, the difference in the.
Yeah, can I respond, Ashok ji?
Yes, sir, on this, sir, please, first.
Yeah. So let me clarify that. See, whatever the employee cost you are seeing on the P&L, that is the cost which we are taking on the P&L. So this is the number which is based on the wage settlement. So provision is going. It is not going to the P&L as on time, as on date. So this number of 448 crores which we have made, this is all provision. So 129 crore is the provision on account of the 2% for the 11 months, last 11 months, and fresh provision of 17% for Q3 FY24, which comes to around 219 crore, and 100 crore provision is because of the retirement benefit and the pension payment. That is the number. So to give overall view, that 1091 crore we have totally provided till 31st December on account of the wage settlement, which is all under the provision head and is not debited to the wage settlement, wage establishment cost as of now.
So does it mean that this has already been has hit the P&L earlier, isn't it? Like debiting P&L and then providing for. So there won't be any further hit on this.
Yeah, yeah. So on this 1091 crores, there will not be any further provision or debit to the P&L.
Yes. Okay. So you are already adequately provided for by debiting. That is why the impact has not come here in this. So, sir, when the impact of this has not come in this quarter's P&L, which are the other items which have brought down the operating profit of the bank so substantially low?
Ashokji, this 448 crore is one item which has brought down the operating profit, because this is a number which is above the line. So it hits before the operating profit, 448 crores. And apart from that, this 383 crore is the depreciation in the investment on the standard book side, which has come to the bank on account of the resolution of couple of NPA accounts which got into the standard category post the receipt of the account amount. So NCDs have been issued, so depreciation on those NCDs has been made, 383 crores. So the total impact comes to 383 plus 448 crores, which comes to around 800 crores. So this operating profit has come down, and this being a one-off item, so operating profit 800 crore, if you add back to 3004 crores, it comes to around 3800 crores for December quarter.
Point well taken, sir. Sir, similarly, the impact on P&L, like our net profit is showing a substantial gain from 1,458 crore to 1,869. The main factor, other factor is taxation. So the taxation, which was in last quarter of 1,480 crore has come down to 633 crore, which is disproportionate to the reduction in the profit. So can you elaborate what is the way we calculate the tax, and every quarter it differs substantially?
Yeah, so as you rightly observed, Ajmeraji, our net profit was 1,870 and it has gone up by 62%, and it is on the back of the fact, two facts. One is the taxation. Now our taxation is, because we have shifted to the new tax regime, our taxation from this quarter is at the rate of 25% as against earlier 35%. That is the first impact. And the second impact is with respect to the provisions which we have to make before the taxes. So as regard provision is concerned, there has been a reduction in provision, which is basically because of the some factual things. Number one, the slippage has come down. If you see our fresh slippages have come down from the earlier number of 1,000 presently to 1,313 crores from the earlier number of 2,400 crores. So the slippage has come down, because of which naturally the provision number has also come down. That is one part. The other part being the aging side. So provision, because of the aging side, it, which was in 9 months, these are the exact numbers I am telling you, for the 9 months FY23, the aging provision was 4,313 crores, which was required at only 2,226 crores for this financial year, this 9 month of FY24. So this is the impact which has happened. So if I give you the total of that, including the slippage provision and the aging provision, the total amount which we had made the provision in December 22 was 5,300 crores, and now the requirement was only 3,300 crores. So that is the reduction in provision which is happening on account of lesser slippage and also because of the aging. As regards recovery also, the provision has been released because of recovery. In the last 9 months of December 22, the provision release was 9,900 crores, and in these 9 months of December 20, FY24, the provision release is 10,400 crores. Here also we got a release of nearly 500 crores. So all in all, the release of provision is happening in a natural process because of slippage reduction, aging, and also the recovery process, because of which the less provision had to be provided, and naturally the operating profit, though it did not impact the operating profit, definitely it has helped improve the net profit of the bank.
Thank you, sir. Next question we have from Mahrukh. Request you to unmute, sir, and go ahead with your question.
My first question is on margins. So when do you think the deposit repricing stops? As in, by when will your deposits, term deposits, now get repriced? And what is the outlook for margins in 4Q and in FY25?
So margins for FY25?
Yeah. What will be your outlook for margins? They fell in the third quarter. So what is the outlook in the fourth quarter? Will you see more deposit repricing in the fourth quarter? Where will margins settle in the fourth quarter? And then if at all you can, you would be in a position to give guidance for FY25 on margins.
Yeah, okay. So as regards the repricing of the term deposit is concerned, most of our term deposits had already been repriced. The new term deposit which we are taking, say in the last 4 or 5 months, that obviously will get repriced at the end of their term. Maybe it is 2 year, 1 year, 6 months, 9 months, whatever. But whatever the increase has happened on the term deposit side, it has already happened. So we can safely say that whatever the term deposit we are holding today, it is on a higher rate of interest. Low cost term deposit won't be there much in the book, apart from those term deposits which are for long period, 4 year, 5 year, 7 year, which may be at around 4%, 5% otherwise. So one important thing I would like to say on the margin side, Mahrukh, is that typically what happens in the banking system is that when the interest rate on term deposit starts rising, the shift happens from CASA deposits to term deposits. If I tell you about Bank of India, we are offering 2.9% rate of interest on our saving deposit for any saving account which has an average balance of 1 lakh and above in a quarter. And what we are offering on the term deposit side for 1 year is 6.5%. So the differential here is 3.60%. So that is a very healthy differential for any depositor to take a call whether he wants to keep his money in the saving account or he wants to put it in a term deposit. And if it is for a senior citizen, we give additional 1%. There the difference becomes 4.6%. So that is why there is a shift in the entire banking system these days from the CASA side to the term deposit side. This is one thing which is happening, because of which there is pressure in the margins. Apart from that, the pressure is also because of the fact that as per the latest RBI data also, if you see for the fortnight of January 24, the credit growth is around 20% and the deposit growth is only 13%. Because the incremental delta of the credit growth is higher, there is definitely liquidity issue, and the rate of interest is going high because of the reason that this issue is there. So as regards the guidance which we can give, the guidance what we can see is that the rate of interest according to us have already plateaued. So the rate of interest or the margin pressure which was there in December quarter will continue at the same level. I will not say it will go much higher. It will remain at the same level in Q4, but post 1st April, this tightness in the liquidity and also the interest rate increase will definitely get muted, and the rate of interest will start softening in the next financial year. So, and we are also expecting that the Reserve Bank will also reduce the repo rates in the ensuing quarters in the next financial year. So there also the margins will start improving and the pressure on the NIMS will be lesser.
Got it, sir. Sir, I'm sorry, again, back on the wage provision. So I think Mr. Ajmera asked this, that if you see the net increase in your wage bill, your total wage bill, it's only, it's not the amount that you mentioned, right? It's around 22 billion minus 21.8 billion. So though you made provisions, so it's because last time the provisions were higher, is it, in the second quarter?
Yeah, yeah. So 1,091 crore is the total provision that we have made on account of the wage bill, Maru. Out of which 448 crore of provision we have made in the Q3 FY24. The remaining provision has already been made. 643 was already held till 30th September. So this is the number which it is.
Correct. But there was no write back of any old excess provision or any such thing. Correct?
So I will request my CFO, Mr. Kumar, to pitch in if he has a further clarification on this. Mr. Kumar?
Sir, madam, that is not the write back of which we got to, as far as the wage is concerned. Actually, what our MD sir was telling is correct point, that we have made the provisioning of 991 plus 100, 1091 crore has been already made, and is debited to the P&L, and whenever it comes, we will be using this particular provisioning. So there is a normal course, whatever is there, it has been kept, there is no any write back also.
Okay, sir, and I wanted to squeeze in just one last question again on investment depreciation. You mentioned two accounts or one? You mentioned a sugar account and you mentioned one more, right? Or
yeah, there are actually four accounts, two accounts of one NPA NBFC, wherein the resolution has happened and we have been issued NCDs. So which are standard NCDs, but as per the RBI guidelines, we have to provide depreciation that we have fully provided. Apart from that, two other accounts are there, which are very small accounts. So the significant amount in this 383 crore is with respect to two NPA NBFC accounts, where resolution has happened.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question we have from Rakesh Kumar. Unmuting you, sir.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. So the couple of questions. Firstly, on the credit yield. So what was the reason for this quarter that credit yield has fallen sequentially?
Yeah, so credit yield, if you see our credit, just 1 second, yield on advances, it is at 8.37% on a quarterly basis and 8.34% on a 9 month basis. So it has come down from 8.54% in September on a quarterly basis, though it has improved on a 9 month basis. But however, if you see on the yield on advances on a yearly basis, YOY basis, in December 22, our yield on advances was only 7.67%, which is now at 8.37%. On a 9 monthly basis also, it was 7.17%, which has now improved to 8.34%. So the yield on advances has come down. Only the fact is that the sequentially it has come down for the simple reason that there were certain some large corporate borrowers, we had taken certain calls and funded them, which is project financing, and it is on the triple A rated asset side where the margins are thinner.
Okay. So like, because this quarter we also had lower recoveries, so either in the return of loan or in the, you know, in the moment of gross NPA, recoveries are also lower. So what is the contribution of this lower recovery on the interest accrual in Q3 and Q2?
So yes, you are right that there has been lesser recovery in this quarter. So if you see our total recovery, it was the reduction in NPA, it is 2,795. Which we have shown in our presentation. Cash recovery is 1,248 and upgradation is 86 crores. So that is correct. But if you see, however, on a 9 monthly basis, so in the 9 months, we have done a total recovery of 12,960 crores during these 9 months, out of which 823 crores has been cash recovery, 969 is upgradation, and the write-off is around 8,168 crores. So there has been a healthy recovery of 12,960 crores reduction during these 9 months. This is against 15,888 crore of total reduction, which had happened in the financial year 23 in the 12-month basis. So we are well on course of the guidance which we had given for the reduction. So we are anticipating a reduction of at around 16,000 crores in the entire financial year for FY24, against which we have already done 12,960 crores. We are already at around 13,000 crores.
Okay, so this reduction you are talking about, the NPA recovery upgrade and recovery on the written off loan all put together, correct?
Yeah, not recovery, writing off the accounts.
No, no. So you are including the loan write-off also number here or?
So recovery from write-off comes in the non-interest income slide of
correct,
us.
Correct.
So if you see on the non-interest income slide of the presentation of the bank on page number 17, so this in quarter December quarter, we have done a recovery in write-off account of 336 crores as against 290 crores in December 22.
Okay, so all these three numbers put together, you are giving these targets for FY24.
Exactly.
Got it, sir. Just one last question, sir. Sir, our corporate advances composition has remained same, around 44% Q-on-Q. And, you know, the benchmark-wise distribution of advances, the others, you know, composition has gone up to 12.3% from 10.3%. So, and you said that we have done some, you know, corporate lending. So can you tell us that, you know, though there is no increase in the corporate credit composition, you know, there is a decrease in the MCLR composition and there is an increase in the others composition. So if you can tell us what is happening here, I couldn't understand, sir.
No, see, if you see our corporate book, which is there on page 7 of the slide, first, let me clarify our total book. There is 55% of the RAM, which is retail, agriculture and MSME, and 45% is the corporate book. This is our corporate strategy from the management side also, that we want to put the RAM book at 55 and the corporate book at 45, because there are better margins and the risk also gets spread in the RAM segment. As regards corporate, which is there in the seventh slide, 2,12,000 crore is our outstanding in the corporate book as on December, which was 1,95,000 crores in December, and it was at 2,01,000 crore only is on September. So there has been a YOY growth of 8.67%, and if you see incrementally, the increase has been around 17,000 crores. As regards the incremental sanctions that we have given, see, we have to understand in corporate that nearly 50% of our book is the term loans, and in the term loans, lot of repayments happens on a regular basis, which are monthly repayments, quarterly, half yearly, or sometimes the annual repayments. So in order to meet these repayments, lot of corporate loans have to be sanctioned continuously and get disbursed. So that is the thing which we are doing. So in spite of the repayments which are coming in the term loans, we are able to not only equalize those repayments, but also incrementally increase our corporate book by 17,000 crores on a YOY basis.
Thank you, sir. So we have next question in the chat from Nishant Shah. Can you please mention if 1% ROA guidance is intact?
Yeah. So as regards the ROA, even during our QIP process and other times, we have said that the ROA we will be able to do in FY26, ROA 1% on a consistent basis, that we continue to maintain. As regards the presently, our ROA on a quarterly basis at 0.82% and on a 9-month basis it at already at 0.72%, which has improved from 0.55% in December 22 on a quarterly basis and 0.44% on a 9-month basis in December 22. And further, it was at only 0.49% as on March 24 on a 12-month basis. The guidance for March 24, we are giving at 0.85% on the ROA on an annualized basis. And for the 1 year, we continue to remain, give the same guidance. On a consistent basis, the ROA would be 1% and above in FY26.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from Aditya Bhagdia. Unmuting you, sir.
So my first question would be on targeted LDR. So the LDR for the bank has increased sharply during the quarter. So what would you guide for LDR to be in the near term?
Can you come again, targeted?
What would be the target CD ratio for the bank?
CD ratio, LDR, okay. Loan deposit ratio, yeah, now it's clear. It was not audible clearly. So, so over here, what we are saying is that 79% of our was our LDR in December. And as you are aware, the regulatory guidelines is 18% of SLR and 4.5% of CRR, which means 22.5% we have to keep separately. So ideally, it has to be 77.5%. But for Q4 guidance, again, we are saying that our LDR will be at around 79%, which will be below 80% for Q4 quarter. And another data I would like to share over here is that as regards excess SLR, we are having excess SLR of around 30,000 crores, which will help and aid the bank in taking care of any incremental increase in the loans and advances in case there is a shortfall in the deposit side, because the credit growth is much higher than the deposit growth, as is visible from the data.
Thank you, sir. The next question we have is from Sushil. Unmuting you, sir.
On a great QIP and a performance after that. So based on current environment led by FOMC's outlook and the interim budget, how do you see the next 6 months where domestic interest market is concerned? Have the rates peaked out? How do you see the pricing environment as rates would peak out? The corporate borrowing may shift to debt market rather than taking at an expensive rate from you?
Yeah, thank you, Sushil ji. So as regards what we see for FY25 basis, the interim budget and the RBI stance which is there. So RBI has already said that the GDP would be around 7% for FY24 and it would be much better for the FY25. And as regards the interim budget, also the key takeaway being apart from the investment credit which will be coming, investment capital which will be coming at to around 11 lakh crore and other opportunities there available for the banking system for funding. The fiscal deficit guidance has also been reduced. Apart from that, on the geopolitical side, also the internationally, the GDP forecast has been at around 3.1% globally. And for India, the GDP forecast of around 7% is one of the highest among the entire global economies. So there is a lot of scope for the banks to come. And with the already 3 trillion economy that we have already touched, and as the budget says that we will be becoming a 5 trillion economy in the next 3 years. So there is huge opportunities in front of the bank on the entire banking system. And definitely we will grow along with the economy growth, which will be there. As regards the shifting of corporate credit, see definitely with the Morgan Stanley index and the Bloomberg index, which will be coming for the bonds, there will be definitely deepening of the bond market in the system. But that will take time for penetrating into the AA or single A accounts. Definitely AAA accounts will on the corporate side will benefit. But overall, on the credit growth side, if we see that greenfield expansions, brownfield expansions, and other activities will all get funded from the banking system channel itself, apart from the retail, agriculture, and MSME. So we see no reason why the growth will not be there in the banking system, both on the deposit side and also on the advances side.
Sir, what is your pipeline in terms of anticipated credit growth in the current quarter?
Yeah. So as regards pipeline, we have around 10,000 crore of pipeline in the retail and MSME segment. And apart from that, we have around 50,000 crore of pipeline in the corporate segment, which includes sanctions where we have given in principle approval, sanctions given, or where disbursals have to take place or documentation has to take place. So around 60,000 crore of pipeline is there available with us, which is the fund-based pipeline. Apart from that, we also have some pipeline in non-fund where the again the disbursal and other things have to take place. So we have a very healthy pipeline available in front of us to guide us to a credit growth, which we have already given of around 11 to 12% for FY24. And the guidance for FY25 we'll be giving later on once we get it approved from our board.
Thank you, sir. The next question we have is from Ashlesh. Unmuting you, sir.
few data-related questions on the TWO book. Firstly, we had recoveries of rupees 336 crores in this quarter from TWO. Can you give a breakup of this number between corporate, MSME, agri, and retail?
Yeah, okay. I will request my CGM recovery, Mr. Sinha ji, to respond if you have this data.
We will give it to you, Ashley ji. We will give it to you because the presentation doesn't have that. We will give it to you. That's not a big problem.
So we'll share it separately with you, Ashley ji.
So you wanted a bifurcation of the 1,336.
No, no, no. That recovery from return of account, return of non-interest income.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. 336 crores. So we'll give you separately, Ashleji.
Sure. And just a few more. On the overall TWO book, I think we have about 45,000 crores in technically written off assets. What would be the breakup of this outstanding book across the same four segments? Would you have that?
Breakup.
30,000 is the corporate credit and 10,000 is RAM. Around six
within that 36 plus 10, so 30,000 is corporate, 6 is international, and 10 is RAM. This is the broad this breakup back of the envelope.
Okay, sir, and what was the interest income from the recoveries which we had in this quarter?
Achha, that is around 700 crores interest income. Totally, right?
In
this quarter, it is 287.
9 months.
Sorry, this quarter was how much?
Come again, sir.
What was the number for this quarter?
Yes, in this quarter, the interest income in the TWO segment is 232 crore.
Perfect, sir. Thank you.
So we have next question from Chintan. Unmuting you, sir.
So sir, firstly on this margins, so sir, just wanted to understand, so is there any kind of one-off in margins for this quarter, or was there any one-off in the previous quarter as well, since we see a sharp decline QOQ, and in the previous quarter there was a sharp uptick QOQ. So any one-offs there?
No, no, there is no one-off over there in the margins. There is no one-off there.
Okay, and there sure, sir. And thank you. And so on the staff cost, so going ahead, since we have already provided everything, whatever was required till December, what could be the steady state staff cost run rate going ahead? If you could just throw a number, rough ballpark number, that also will be helpful. 2,200 crores has been the usual number for the past three quarters average. So would we continue with this rate for FY25 as well, or could there be a bump up? Yeah.
No, see, 219 is already the number which we are started providing. So 220 crore will be one number. Apart from that, there would be some pension and other numbers. So another 50-60 crore you can add up on that on a quarterly basis.
Okay. Sure, sir. Okay, sir. That's it from my end. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Chintan. We have next question from Bhavik. Unmuting you, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. So thanks for the opportunity. So two questions from my side. Sir, you mentioned interest income from recovery from return of accounts was 230 crore odd this quarter. And for 9 months, it was 700 crore. So what was it for last quarter? The September ending quarter?
So
quarter was 540.
560. So recovery from return of accounts in this quarter was, Bhavik, 336 crore.
I'm talking about the interest portion from the recovery from return of accounts.
386.
So, 386 was last quarter, right?
No, in the presentation we have given recovery in return of account 336 crore in December quarter, 560 crores in September quarter, And in December 22, it was.
Sir, there would be some interest component, right, from this which gets added into the interest income line. Sir, I just wanted how much was it added to the interest income line?
Yeah, yeah, our CGM recovery is just clarifying you.
Bhavir.
Yes, sir.
When we the number cash recovery in TWO, that does not include the UCI. I mean, whatever we recover over and above the outstanding, that is coming in cash recovery in interest income, that is for UCI, etc. For this quarter, okay, that is 232. Last quarter, it was 315.
350. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, are we looking to pay performance link incentive next quarter? So our PPOP growth has been good. And what would be the ballpark number on that?
So performance incentive is that scheme under the performance linked incentive, which is based on DFS guidelines, which is there. So we are waiting for the DFS guidelines to come, only then we can substantiate further.
Okay, but sir, any estimation how much can it be?
So at Basis present, the current we do not guidelines. Know the metrics for what it will be coming. So at present, we can't tell anything on that.
Okay. Sir, just lastly, sir, what is your LCR ratio? And can you, sir, give the breakup of 480 crores again, the portion of expense taken for provisioning this quarter, 448 crores?
Yeah. So for this 448 crores, the breakup, Bhavik, is that for provision at the rate of 2% for the last 11 months. 11 months means from 1st November 2022 to 30th September 2023, it comes to 129 crores. Fresh provision for Q3 at the rate of 17% at which the MOU has been signed, that is 219 crores. And retirement benefit and pension payment, that comes to around 100 crores. So total aggregating 448 crores has been provided specifically in Q3 FY24 on account of the wage bill.
Understood, sir. And sir, as in, would you have, sir, a number handy on how much PLI performance linked incentive we paid last year?
So last year we had paid a PLI of how much was 15%, the figure?
15%.
That was 15 days of the wages. That was amounting to 260 crores.
And that was in fourth quarter itself, right?
Yeah, that was the for the entire year.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. So that's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bhavik.
Thank you, sir. Now we have last question from Mr. Ronak Daga. Unmuting you, sir.
The wage revision provision for fourth quarter will be 219 crores. So what will be the wage related provision for FY25?
So it will go like that only. So see how it works is presently the MOU has been signed, Ronak. So what will happen is once it is approved by the DFS government, then it will be directly taken into the P&L account and into the establishment cost, and no more provision will be required. But since the MOU already has been signed at 17%, the cost would be coming at the same number at around 219 crores for the regular wage bill plus around 50 to 60 crores on the pension and the gratuity and other liabilities. So 220 plus 60, or you can say around 280 crores per quarter should be the run rate, approximately.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And what will be the breakup of MCLR, EBLR and fixed rate book?
Yeah, so 6% of our total book is only fixed rate. Remaining of our book is all floating rate, which is into MCLR and other things. I'll just detail it out to you also on that also. So, So our base rate, if you see our MCLR, it is 33%. Our external benchmark is 48%. Base rate is only 1%, and others 12%, and fixed rate is 6%. So majority of it is floating rate, mainly into MCLR and EBLR loans.
Okay, sir. And what is the other category in the credit lending benchmark?
Yeah,
there's the 10%.
So what is the other category?
Yeah.
advances.
So these are the agri and the KCC advances and other miscellaneous things which do not fall under the category of MCLR or the EVLR or the base rate.
Okay, sir.
And that amount comes to around 54,000 crores, yeah.
Thank you, sir. So we have one question in the chat from Ashlesh. Can you please share the breakup of your employee base of minus 52,000 between old and new pension schemes?
Okay, at present we are not having the data, but
8,500.
Yeah, so our CGM, Mr. Pathak, is having the information, please.
So out of 52,000 current, only 8,500 are under old pension scheme, all others are under new pension scheme.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Sanjay, you wanted to say something on that breakup? So other breakup, we are just clarifying.
Yes, sir.
It links to the other banks, MCLR, which is 54,753. Major portion, it is advances linked to the other bank MCLR. So we have taken the other category. It is not linked to the our bank MCLR.
All right, sir. Thank you.
So sometimes when we are giving corporate credit, we link certain accounts to SBI MCLR or say HDFC MCLR. So there we have taken everything in others because that is not linked to our bank's MCLR. So that is the reason why this number is appearing at around 12%. That is the clarification.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I would now like to hand the conference to Shri Rajneesh Karnatak, sir, for closing comments. If there are any additional questions, request you to write to us. We'll be more than happy to help you. So over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for the patient listening for everyone. Hope we have answered all the questions with all the details. So we continue to give good performance and work to a better numbers for Q4 also. So whatever the guidance we have given for FY24, the entire team and the management, Bank of India team, is working on that. And definitely the Q4 numbers will also be better. And finally, the FY24 numbers will be whatever the guidance we have given. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Bank of India, I announce that this conference concludes. Thank you for joining us.